Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What's the title of our series? Prosperity Proven. Not my idea, some other man or woman's idea that prosperity is the will of God. The first step in having faith for prosperity is getting rooted and grounded in the will of God. Don't presume that you've already got that and you've arrived. I don't care if you think tonight, well, Brother Keith, I'm convinced. I'm already convinced. Not like you're going to be. Amen. You're going to be more persuaded. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? You're going to be more established in it.
Thank you, Lord.
Knowing that you know you can't be too sure about the will of God.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
There's no such thing as being too persuaded, too confident in the will of God. No. And that is the huge problem. Where people, you know, they hear a message, they think, well, that sounds good, but you know, I just don't know. What does that mean? They're not persuaded that it's God's will for them to prosper. You know, that might be all right for them, it might be all right for y'all, but you know, I just don't know. Well, you cannot have faith until you're established in the will of God. Impossible. You can't, you know, as long as you're questioning whether it's God's will to heal you or not, you cannot have faith to be healed. Impossible. Be just like this. What if you're questioning whether it's God's will to save you or not? Could you be saved? Could you have faith? You couldn't. First thing is you got to become convinced. He wants me saved. He paid the price for me. Right? Well, he also paid the price for our healing. He also paid the price for our prosperity.
Yes.
He also paid the price for our protection.
Yes, sir.
And the list goes on and on. When you say, I'm saved, you said a mouthful.
Yes.
I mean, you look up the word saved in the Bible. Look up the word salvation. It's a big word.
Yes.
It covers a lot of ground. Saved. It includes the idea of preservation and protection and healing and wholeness and soundness,
yes,
and prosperity and cleansing. Forgiveness. Everybody said out loud, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I mean, think about what comes after saved. I'm saved from what? It's a big list.
Yeah.
Not just saved from hell, thank God, but it's bigger than, it goes, the list goes on and on. What are you saved from? If it's evil, if it's bad, I'm saved from it. Because when Jesus said it is finished, he did the whole thing. When he's raised from the dead and set down at the right hand of majesty on high, he has covered it all. We're redeemed, spirit and soul and body. We're redeemed.
Amen.
Redeemed. Saved. So we're asking and answering that question about prosperity proven. Is it in the Bible? Is it really in the Bible? Can you prove it? That's what we've begun. We've begun. We've already showed you some things. A definition of prosperity we just read to you. We read it right out of the New Testament. I desire above all things that you prosper. How do you know it's God's will for you to prosper? He told me so. Right? The Word of God's God talking to me. He told me so. What is prosperity? He told me that too. It's always having all sufficiency in all things and abounding to every good work. And we're going to continue from there. So we're asking this question tonight. What kind of God is he? What kind of God do we serve? Is he a prosperity God or a poverty God? Well, let's go right to the Word. Let's answer it from the Bible. Is he a prosperity God? Is he a God that likes being rich?
Yes, sir.
Or a God that likes being broke and poor? Is he a God that likes his people to be rich?
Yes.
Or is he a God that it pleases him for some of them to be broke? Now, in order for something to be scriptural, what should you have? See, there's a whole lot of people say, well, now, Brother Keith, it's just not God's will for everybody to be rich. That's just not the will of God. Okay, you believe that. Where's the scripture? Show me the scripture. Not okay. Well, that's just what I believe. Well, I got a right to my beliefs. No, you don't. No, you don't. Well, you got a right to yours, and I got a right. No, I don't have a right to believe anything I want to. You don't have a right to believe. If Jesus is our Lord, then we are committed to believing what He said. Amen. Not just believing anything you decide to believe.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So what kind of God do we serve? Well, let's look and see. Genesis 17. What kind of God did Abraham know? If you could just buzz up to heaven tonight and come around the corner and there's Abraham, because he's there. We're going to see him one day. Meet him. Won't that be great? And if you could sit down on the corner of the street of gold with Abraham and say, Father Abraham, what kind of God did you know? Is God a God of prosperity or a God of being broke? What would he tell you? What would he tell you? Well, this is how God revealed himself to Abraham. Genesis 17. 1. When Abram was 90 years old and 99, the Lord appeared to Abram and he said to him, I am. This is God himself telling us who and what he is. Not somebody else telling us what God is. God himself said to Abram, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I'll make my covenant between me and thee and will what?
Multiply
thee exceedingly. Did he do it?
Yes.
In every way. Spiritually, numerically, financially. Didn't he do it?
Yes.
He multiplied him, blessed him. But this name here, I am what? The Almighty God. This is rich with revelation. This is one of the first times we see, if you go to the Hebrew, go to the original, you'll see that it consists of the word El, E-L, meaning God. And then the word Shaddai, or Shaddai. I wouldn't argue with anybody about pronunciations. Scholars themselves disagree. A lot of Hebrew words have to have vowels added to them for us to pronounce them. So it's not a matter of that. It's a matter of what does it mean? El, God, El Shaddai. This is how he revealed himself to Abram. The word El is the word that means God, and it emphasizes his power and might, his omnipotence as God. El means God. Amen? El. Shaddai is an interesting word. It is the root word, shad, is translated breast. Breast, like a woman's breast. How does that work? God, breast. Well, I won't just endeavor to explain it. Let's look at some scriptures where this is used. Go to Genesis 49. You're already there in Genesis, but to the 49th chapter. What kind of God did Abraham know? Prosperity God or poverty God? He was acquainted with El Shaddai. Who is El Shaddai? El means God. This same thing is used here in Genesis 49 and 25. Are you there? Genesis 49, 25. Even by the God of your father who shall help you, and by who? Now see, the King James translates it Almighty, but it's the same word. Shaddai. Shaddai, Shaddai. from the word shad. The Almighty, but see, even if you didn't know how to look up definitions, didn't know anything about Hebrew, just keep reading. He helps define it right here. The Almighty who shall bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of your father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They'll be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Now the blessings of heaven above and blessings of the deep that lieth under and blessings of the breast and womb. Does that sound like being broke to you?
No.
Would you read that and go, yeah, he wants me broke. What does it mean? Shaddai. I read from Dr. Nathan Stone's book on the names of God. He says it like this. He said this word, Shaddai, like and from that root word shad that means breast, it signifies nourishment, supply, and satisfaction. Didn't the scripture tell us that we must become converted and become like a little child to enter into the things of the kingdom of God? Well, an infant's total source of supply, you got to remember this is before the days of the bottle too. An infant's total source of supply is the breast. They get everything they need from the mother's breast. Is that right? That's what God is to us. I said, that's what God is to us. He is our complete source. Friend, this is one of the greatest lessons you can ever learn in life. That God is my total source of supply.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What Kind of God Is He? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R319. That's R319. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30 and child care will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org or call 417-334-9233.